This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Off to the kitchen now, and Paula McIntyre's doing cinnamon rolls with homemade mincemeat.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm here with Scott Flanagan and Suzanne Savage, and I have to say they kind of recoiled when I said homemade mincemeat. but just to reassure anybody listening, there's no mince in this. This is...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not cinnamon with beef. No.
But no, way back, like hundreds of years ago, it might have been. Mincemeat might have had some meat in it, wasn't it?
I think it was a way, because the beef was so rancid, putting spices in it was a way of making it palatable. So there's a thought.
Lovely. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Yes. Put some cinnamon in your rancid venison to get it livened up a bit.
Wow.
Yes.
Live like medieval times. Why not?
So this is
just a wee pastry. This is a wee fancy pastry, bit of cinnamon and a wee bit of fruit and spice in it.
That's right. But if you go for the homemade mincemeat, so if you buy jars of mincemeat in the shops, you know, they've got suet in them and they have candied peel. And I know some people like candied peel, but honestly, when people say, what do you not like? And really, that, you know, what do you not like to eat? And I can cope with most things. Tripe and candied peel.
Yeah.
They're up there.
Wouldn't be on my list either, now I have to say. I could go the tripe, but candied peel for this, no.
You have complete control. And rather than putting suet in it, I'm putting in butter. So you stick the butter into the freezer and then grate it. You know, put it in the freezer until it's really hard, coarsely grate it, and that's your base. And then this makes it vegetarian, because suet isn't vegetarian, so...
Of course.
Butter is, so... And then mix in grated apple, cooking apple, dark brown sugar. I put in the zest and juice of a lemon. And I think you need a wee bit of a toot in your mincemeat. Now, if you don't drink, if you want to just leave it out. Or even, you know, put in some apple juice just to incorporate a bit of liquid in there to get to get your fruit plumped up, John, you know. But, I mean, I pretty much go to the drinks cupboard, and, you know, that area in the drinks cupboard you only use once a year?
Yeah.
With the brandy and the
and
port.
And that yellow stuff that somebody bought you 100 years ago, the bottle that somebody brought you back from Italy that you haven't touched.
The limoncello. I don't put that into your, you know, I don't think. So I put a wee bit of orange liqueur in. But what else would work? Even a wee bit of sweet vermouth or whiskey. Would be perfect with it. Rum, anything at all that you want.
One of the spiced rums, maybe.
Spiced rum would be fantastic in it. Yeah, definitely. And then all your mixed dried fruit. So I normally put in like dried cranberries. I love figs, dried figs. So chop them up, put them in. Dried cherries, sultanas. This year I've managed to get some dried pears, fired them in. You get these in your health food shop, you know. So, and that's the only reason why I go. But anyway, and that's a bit. Go past the health food shop.
Pass all the healthy stuff.
Dried pears. I think they get excited when they see me and then thinking, oh, she's in for a lot of things. But no, definitely not. And then mixed spice, I put in a wee round of preserved ginger and then cinnamon, and then give it a really, really good stir. And, you know, stir up Sunday tomorrow. So if you're making this, make a wee wish and it'll come true, apparently. And give that up, and then pack that into, you know, a clean jam jars, and just seal it and really leave those for about 3 days till it all matures, you know, when everything, you know, the sugar mixes up with everything and it goes really dark.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, I'm back. Sorry, John.
You're there. Did you disappear?
I did disappear.
You're saying it all goes dark
magic.
Then?
I made a wish and disappeared.
I'm not going to ask what your wish was then.
To be a desert island. Oh, yeah, so it goes all lovely and dark and sticky. You know the way you want the mincemeat to be, mm-hmm. John. So, yeah. So apologies for that, actually. Yeah. So that's your mincemeat, John. Leave that for a couple of days. Now, the cinnamon rolls. So
leave that for a few days then to soak and kind of fatten up.
Yeah. Just, you know, for everything. The fruit will soak up all the alcohol. Then, you know, the apples will go brown and they'll mix up with the brown sugar and the spice. And it's if you think you don't like mincemeat, this is... I mean, I'm really... never used to be a fan of mincemeat until I sort of started making my own. And then you can be, you know, if you, there are the things that you don't like in it, you can
leave out. That's yeah. And this mixture would be the same for a mince pie then?
Absolutely, once you have it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, it lasts for a year at least in the fridge.
Perfect.
Because I'm still using last year's, you know, so that's good, isn't it?
So you mix all that together, put it in a jar, a clean jar.
Clean jar and leave it. Don't leave it in the fridge. Just leave it out, and it'll all mature beautifully.
Okay, and right, then you do the cinnamon roll bit.
Yeah, so cinnamon rolls are normally yeast, but you know, like a bun, and then you sprinkle them with sugar, cinnamon sugar. But I've used just if you rub flour and butter together, and then baking powder and a wee bit of 2 teaspoons of baking powder and 3/4 teaspoonful of soda, and that's your raisin agent. Mix it all up with melt some butter, and then buttermilk, and mix that all together. Sugar as well, John. Give it all a good mix, and you don't have too much butter in the actual mix. You've just got 50 grams, and then your flour. Rub that all together, mix it up, and then roll it out. And I've said here, sort of like 45 centimeters by 30, you know, a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprinkle brown sugar, mix the brown sugar. With 25 grams of melted butter and cinnamon, and spread that all over the top, and then roll that up, sort of the big end, you know, and roll it up the wider end, roll it all up, and cut that into 24 pieces.
So this is where you get the swirl then. This is why it comes with swirl with the wee bit of juice. Absolutely. In between each layer.
That's it. So if you cut it into 24, so normally I do is cut the sausage in half, and then cut each half in half, and then cut it in half. So you've got, you know, three sort of, you've got quarters, and then cut those into three, and that's where you get even bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get one of those muffin tins and butter it, and press one of the wee rounds. You've got 24 rounds, so press one of the rounds into each of the 12 muffin
tins. The muffin tin, yeah.
That's it. Press them round a wee bit. Add a good heaped teaspoonful of the mincemeat into that there, and then top with the remaining rounds, and then brush the whole thing with butter and fire into the oven for about 25 minutes, and then bring it out. And I did drizzle a wee bit of maple syrup over the top too, just to give it an extra glaze. But when that comes out of the oven, it's nearly like this has got more of the texture of a scone.
That's what I was going to say, because I mean, people are familiar with these cinnamon swirls you can buy. So that it's like a mini sandwich of those. You have two of those, and this kind of mincemeat sandwich in the middle.
And then you cut into it and eat these while they're warm, not hot, or you'll burn the bag of yourself. So leave them for about, you know, leave them to cool in the tin for about 10 minutes, and then whirl them out, John. And I would eat them all. You know, eat a good bit of them. Eat them all, but if you can't eat them all, or you don't have anybody round to share with, just wrap them up, you know, in a bit of a cling film, and then when you want to heat them up, just put them, fire them into the oven for about 5 minutes, you know, a nice hot oven just to warm through.
That is just Christmas in your hand.
It is. Cinnamon rolls with homemade mince meat. Wouldn't that be a lovely thing to have on Christmas morning?
Actually, a big one of those.
Cinnamon
rolls. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then or the individual ones instead of the Christmas cake.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't it?
Lovely. Yeah, that's perfect. Cinnamon rolls with homemade mincemeat. And you mentioned Stirrup Sunday, and people will be asking, what is Stirrup Sunday? I know you mentioned, and I only know about it through you, but it's a Sunday a certain distance from Christmas.
It's 5 weeks to Christmas.
When you should be making starting to make your Christmas cake.
Yeah, your Christmas cake or your Christmas puddings or your cinnamon or your mincemeat for your cinnamon rolls, you know. So I always sort of add mincemeat into it because you give it a good stir, don't you?
Yeah. And the idea is that this is the dedicated Christmas cake bakers and mince pie makers and Christmas pudding makers will be on the ball this weekend getting their stuff together for Christmas.
I mean, if you know the hardcore Christmas cake makers, well, I've made theirs about September and they're in the process of feeding theirs now. You know, we took the
I might have a go at this again this year because I know I made one last year and was all so proud of myself, and then it maybe just needed another wee, it might have needed another wee while in the oven. But it was okay.
3 hours in the oven.
Get away! It wasn't like 3 hours, 10 minutes.
It was a wee bit like eating porridge. But anyway, no, it was. You put it in the air. You told me yourself you put it in the oven for about 40 minutes, and it needed about 2 hours.
Right.
Now just come clean, John.
All right, I'll put it in a bit longer this year. And
get it out.
But I did look after it and I fed it and I did all the things. And honestly, it was like another child in the house. Was coming back to this and pricking wee holes and putting the stout or whatever
maybe you were a wee bit overzealous.
Drowned it.
I think you drowned it. It actually reverted it back to its raw state.
Well, look, we're doing the show from our house on the 23rd, right? So we'll unveil. I will do a Christmas cake again this year, and it'll be unveiled live on the 23rd of December.
Correct.
And I will get on it this weekend, and I'll dig out your recipe, which is there from last year.
There's a lot of Christmas recipes.
Millions of Christmas recipes up on the page. And I will dig that out. I will follow it faithfully. And I promise you, you will have a lovely slice of Christmas cake.
Right.
May or may not be iced. Depends if it can be
Don't be bothered. It's not in the white.
Okay, fair enough. That's great.
No, I like a wee bit of butter on it.
Fry it.
Fried Christmas cake. Yeah. Now you're talking. Right.
That's a date.
Right.
23rd of December.
I'll go and look that up now.
And in the meantime, if you want to entertain yourself at home with the cinnamon rolls with homemade mincemeat, the recipe is on the page at the minute, Saturday with John Toll, or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out for your very own self. Thanks so much, Paula.
Brilliant, John.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.